creation of Smoke and Mirrors took place over a 2-year period. The process began when the Fleet Science Center approached me and described an opportunity through a new program from the California Arts Council and the California Department of Health to commission artists in diverse media to address smoking in teens and young adults. This looked to me to be an interesting opportunity to further develop my aesthetic interests in multi-user location-based virtual environments, focused on a forum in which the audience would consist of a large number of users that have a developed literacy in interactive computer graphics through their experiences with computer gaming. I wanted to work with and against particular expectation that the genres of computer gaming had established within its user base, extending and challenging these expectations in both the narrative form and with the visual and aesthetic vocabulary of the piece. It was also an opportunity to continue the development of my public artworks that work with particular contextualizing forums engaged with issues of broader social and cultural consequence. After determining some rough parameters of the project, I then set out to develop the software, the physical environment, and the content over a period of about 1.5 years. At the core of the software is a rendering engine, Netimmerse. This allowed us to use PCs with GeForce 4 cards as the rendering platforms. I worked with a couple of programmers, first Ryan McKinley, who had worked with me on the Mikasa project, and then Craig Donner, who wrote all of the final software, to develop the approach to creating the multi-user client-server architecture. The piece uses a central server to keep track of each person's location and the state of the environment. Each user has their own scene rendered and controlled by their own computer. Users' views in the environment are specific to their own avatar location, but from any number of cameras that we have set up. This viewpoint choreography is a further development of montage strategies that I've been developing, which combine cinematic and gaming vocabularies. The modeling of the world was done in 3D Studio Max. Wes Middleton and Chris Berg were the other primary participants on the team, and both made great contributions in creating the full gamut of digital media content, including modeling, animation, imaging, video, and audio production. The power and limitations of the underlying rendering engine necessitated many inventive strategies for creating the type of scripted, interactive environment that I wanted. For instance, Wes developed an approach to creating dynamic, interactive scene geometry through using vertex animations and large numbers of object morph targets. This approach made for an environment that took best advantage of the control offered by hand modeling with the dynamic response that procedural animation provides. In the development of artworks, I always try and create an environment in which the piece develops through a responsive engagement with the medium. Working with something as technically complex as this required that we developed a higher level application for choreographing each scene. We developed an application called the Scene Editor to create a continuously extensible environment for organizing each scene's interactive and temporal structure along with its digital media assets. The continued development of computer gaming has made both the underlying technology more powerful and inexpensive. It has developed an increasingly sophisticated cultural form. It continues to lead us to a place where distinctions between forms such as cinema, gaming, architecture, and sculpture collapse and reform into new types of cultural experiences.